Summer, well, if you could call it this summer. Summer is a great time, I suppose, to regroup and to perhaps prepare yourself for the winter and the year that lies ahead. You get to relax a lot more. I suppose work isn't necessarily as frantic as it usually is. The kids are off school. You're hoping there's a bit more crack to be had and that you can relax a bit more. So why not use this time to address some of those issues that may have been bothering you? Richard Burke, the psychotherapist from Safe Harbour, is with us in studio again, as he is each week, to talk a bit more about, shall we say, these issues that you can address or at least take control of yourself. Richard, you're very welcome back to the programme.
Thanks, Ian.
Richard, today we're going to talk about something that is usually treated with medicines and traditional, you know, Western medicines, but you reckon we have a lot more control over ourselves than we know, and we're talking about high blood pressure.
Yes, exactly, high blood pressure. And it's something that I deal with probably at least twice a month in the clinic if people come for high blood pressure. And very often you'll find that people come for other issues and they'll say to you their blood pressure actually dropped as a side effect.
Really?
As a side effect. And the reason being is because if you imagine a big test tube and there's no liquid in it whatsoever, when a test tube is empty, then your subconscious mind is very, very relaxed. So your nervous system, call it what you want, is very, very relaxed. So the real you is relaxed. As the liquid starts to fill, the amount of stress starts to build in your body. Now, up as far as about 50%, it's actually positive. So we all hear about these stories of positive stress.
Yes, yeah.
So about 25% is when you're still relaxed. And about 50% is when you're actually excited. So you're turned on by something. You really want to get involved in something. You're playing football. You're going on a date. You're doing something else. And as the liquid starts to fill and the activity level in your subconscious mind, your nervous system continues to build, then you get into the kind of worried phase and then you get into the panic phase.
Yeah.
And what happens is most people who have high blood pressure are usually reasonably highly strung. So it doesn't mean that all highly strung people have high blood pressure. It's just your body's actually reacting to it. So it starts off psychologically. Now, of course, there are medical reasons why your body will have high blood pressure without it being affected by your mind.
Yes.
But in the studies I've done myself in the clinic, I found that people who listen to the CDs I give them, I was very fortunate to have a nurse coming to me for high blood pressure in my early days when I started doing this. And she started to track her blood pressure, and when she listened to the CD I gave her, her blood pressure dropped back to normal for about 4 hours.
So she was tracking it, what, on an hourly rate?
She was tracking it every hour because it was part of her own studies.
Like, okay.
Which is great for me because I could be lazy. You know?
Piggyback on that.
I was like, it was just being presented to me.
Yeah.
And after a couple of weeks, what happened is her blood pressure actually normalised. She'd have a few spikes now and again, but she was fascinated by this.
So she started off with her blood pressure being above normal.
Yeah.
She started listening to the CDs that you made for, which are relaxation CDs. For 4 hours after listening to the CD, her blood pressure returned to what
normal
we consider
is,
medical normal. Then started edging back up
again. It started creeping back up again. And usually, as we spoke about the reasons why it crept back up again, it would have been some sort of triggers that were happening in her life. She was, you know, the child was acting up.
Yeah.
She was having issues at home or there was issues at work. Or
the usual normal, kind of pressures
normal
of life. Like, yeah.
Stuff that's in their lives. Yeah. And her body's reaction was to crank her tighter, because remember you're this is not happening by accident. Like when your blood pressure goes up, it goes up because there's something happening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So when you allow your subconscious mind to relax and just take that time out. Now most people listening to this will say, "Sure, I haven't time to listen. I haven't time to listen to a CD. I haven't time to relax." Well, that's exactly the reason you have high blood pressure, because you don't give yourself a chance to just take a half an hour out each day to just actually switch off.
Yeah.
And one of the things with blood pressure as well is it becomes chronic. You maintain that level then for the rest of your life, and you can medicate it down, but you haven't actually changed what caused the blood pressure.
Sure. So this digging back down into the root and addressing the root cause.
Yeah, what's going on in your life? What's happening? Exercise, like all GPs advise people to do some exercise, relax, take some time out.
And like, say if 10 people walked into the room to you, Richard, each of them with high blood pressure, how many of their blood pressures do you think you could reduce?
I think you could reduce all of them.
Really?
I really do, because unless there's a medical reason for us to be actually high for a medical reason, but in my experience, I haven't done a quantitative study on this, but in my experience, like, people's blood pressure does drop, including my own, when you either meditate or allow yourself to go into hypnosis and relax, because it's the relaxation response. So the panic that we feel at the top of the container, when we spoke with this, as it fills higher and higher and higher, this panic and this energy we feel in our body, the relaxation response is just as intense as that. It's just the absolute opposite.
Yes, okay. So as one winds you up, the other totally relaxes
you. The other one relaxes you down. But it does take a little bit of practice. Like I've said so many times in your show, that your subconscious mind learns through repetition.
That's right.
So you go off and you listen to your CD once, and you say, that was wonderful, and I feel nice and relaxed, and you never listen to it again. Then you're wasting your time.
Sure.
Because all the activities that make us who we are the tiny little things we do every day.
Yeah.
Like, so what we end up doing is we look for big solutions outside of ourselves, when in actual fact, there's no big, huge, sexy solution. As Kung Fu Panda said, there, you know, there is no secret formula.
Yeah.
It's the tiny little things we do every day that make us who we are. So if you could get a chance to listen to a CD once a day, once every second day, and then you get, it might even go to once a week, then what you'll find is it becomes something that you do every single day, every week, and it becomes part of who you are.
That's right, that's right.
So you learn to relax.
I'm going to go and listen to my Richard Burke CD tonight. I am. Richard, thanks a million for that. Richard Burke from safeharbor.ie. Take a look at the website.